fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 12th day of December, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the headline today is the religion of peace striking again, this time in Strasbourg, France, right on the German border, where the religion of peace did what it does all the time, which is murder innocent people. How about that? Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to make sure that your evacuation plan is up to date. If you don't have one, get one. Several thousand families in California about a month ago, almost none of them had an evacuation plan, which would be copies of important documents, family photographs, a bit of cash on hand, and so forth, all of which need to be either in a fire-resistant safe or in a remote location that has a fire-resistant safe as well. So make sure that evacuation plan is in place. You'll be very glad you did. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny has taught mathematics at Cornell University. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist, has authored 10 books with more on the way, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. A lot in the news today.
There is.
Interesting things.
There is. Did you happen to see the activity in the Oval Office yesterday about midday?
No. No, I was looking at some other issues. What was going on there?
Well, the president invited the soon-to-be Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and
oh, yeah, I did see a bit about that.
And Chuck Schumer, vice president, was sitting patiently in the background, just being quiet. The Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi, really did not want the American people to see that interaction. They really did not. And I've heard several commentaries on it from conservatives, and I agree with them. President Trump laid a trap for these two. I don't know if they knew it was coming, but they went into the trap, and they were trapped by their own words. And what they thought would President Trump would be fearful of President Trump embraced. They thought President Trump would be fearful of taking responsibility for the government shutting down, when in fact he embraced it and basically said, bring it on. I will accept that responsibility. I will shut down the government if you don't fund the money to protect our border. It was great. It was wonderful. And it was historic. It really was.
Well, yeah, that's good, because those people, they're not very bright. You can see when Schumer talks or Pelosi or Schiff, it's like the Howdy Doody. Remember Howdy Doody, the bobbin wooden head that Uncle Bob ran Howdy Doody? It was a marionette puppet.
Buffalo Bob.
Buffalo Bob, yeah. Right. And so...
we're dating ourselves here, Jim.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, that's what they remind me of when they stand up, or Schumer, when he reads his speech over his glasses down at the end of his nose. It just drives me crazy. But, you know, simply reading a script that somebody else wrote for him every time.
Well, you're right. These people aren't terribly bright. And if you know what to look for when you're watching people speak, you can instantly recognize that on one hand. On the other, they have staff people that are very bright, and they're the ones that write the speeches, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and they get their marching orders from above. This is all, as it was once stated, most of Congress is window dressing. These are the people that have become extremely wealthy that would not have made a dime at a popcorn stand on the corner if they weren't sucking money out of some kind of illegal, corrupt system from the government.
Right. Well, I believe recently revealed in the last 3 or 4 months that Nancy Pelosi had a long-term communist Chinese spy on her paid staff, didn't she?
Right. And her husband, from what I understand, deals with China all the time.
Right.
So, you know, these people, who knows the secrets and the sellouts that have gone through these people as she talked on the phone, or what other kind of bugs could have been planted on her while she was going in her car, all kinds of information that's sensitive to the U.S., just wholesale given to China.
Absolutely. Jim, I do want to move on to something else. We got a request from a listener for any updates on a wing generator. I know what people are looking for. They're looking for the opportunity to call up somebody, give them their credit card, and have a wing generator delivered to their farm or their ranch. So where are we at with that, sir?
Well, I hope very soon. I hope very soon. A lot has been done. As far as the date, I don't have a date right now. I'm hoping we're going to be, of course, there's a lot of work going on in the background I don't talk about, and the reason I don't talk about it is because there are people who would not like to see this succeed. But as far as people interested in purchasing, I'm hoping right after the first of the year that we can start placing orders.
Right.
And in fact, insert this. I'm going to start asking people for down payments to get in line, but we have to clear their sites as viable sites. Because a lot of people don't understand what it's going to take.
Yeah, and there's two parts of that. One would be, I know in my neighborhood, we have a hardwood forest. These trees typically get 50, 60 feet tall. And I know you can walk out my back door, and to walk a horizontal distance, a football field, you're actually going vertically as high as a 10-story building. Very extreme terrain. So there has to be some protocols in place to determine if a particular site is or is not viable, right, sir?
Yeah, because you're going to, in the support and in the structure, you're going to spend a lot more than it's worth. So, but there are many, many sites that are viable. And the other thing is, I'm actually going down to 5 and 3 kilowatt models, but that's not what I want to sell. Right. What I want to sell are the bigger units. Those For the amount of work, it's the same amount of work to build a 10 or a 25 kilowatt model. And, of course, no profit involved in the smaller ones.
A home would, a ranch home or a farm home or any home would want at least 25K, I would think, or 15, 10, 12 or 15 at least. I know I've got a, I think my generator is about 15K. I don't have that number in front of me. But if you want to have, there's some parts of the country that where living without air conditioning is not a pleasant experience, isn't it?
Yeah, and there again, dealing with a house, like if you're in any kind of a structured legal area, like a city or a township, there's zoning, and then you have to get through that part of it. So there's quite a few hurdles that people have to get by before they're a viable site. So we have to get them in line, the ones that are viable, start taking down payments to make sure they're serious, and go through that routine of selecting and then start placing.
Right. Well, any place there's building codes and zoning, those are issues to be dealt with. Building codes are probably a bigger issue than the zoning, but they're both issues to be dealt with. And so we're basically 2 weeks from 2019. Would it be a fair statement, Jim, that during calendar year 2019, hopefully the first half of 2019, we'll have some marketable products where people can place an order and to go through the protocols, make sure they got a good site, and then move forward? Would that be a fair statement?
Right. And the most viable ones, let me give you an example. Some farmer out in Kansas that has 200 head of cattle that they are milking cows that they milk daily. Somebody that needs that electricity, their electricity bill is very high. They need electricity. They can't work around power outages or brownouts, things like that. So those are the first types of sites, or a ranch where they really use a lot of power. There's a lot of welding and things like that. So those are the first sites. Somebody in a house is going to be a long wait because, especially in an urban area or something like that, we're just not even going to try and deal with it.
No,
but those people are going to have to wait for the really big ones. And these co-ops are already set up around the country, electrical co-ops. And people have put up like solar farms, private solar farms, and people buy into them. So the electricity goes into the grid in one place, and then it's charged through the grid system. But that's the model that I'll be using for the big wing generator. So you're not going to have a wing generator at your house. You're going to buy into a big one that's maybe powering 1,000 or 10,000 homes.
Well,
that's
I've seen
the type of business model.
Right. I've got your book, and you've got some engineer's drawings of the big ones, and they are in truly massive pieces of equipment. Well, thank you for the update on that, Jim. And it's been a long project. You and I have been talking about the wing generator now. This is the third or fourth year? I've lost track.
Well, it's been going on. I mean, the book was published in 2009.
Whoa, and that long.
Yeah. It's been a while, and I was working it on before that with some false starts where I had investment and engineering work done, and then the people simply disappeared because it very clearly what happened is somebody came up to them and said, hey, you're not going to be doing this. And so and that happened a number of times. But now I have a different the whole world is different now. Power companies are going out of business. They're struggling. The nuclear power plants are way over budget and way over their lifetime. They're going to close, and it's going to be horrendously expensive to close them and shut them down. We're heading into an energy disaster. We have Democrats who are calling for a new Green Deal. It's something term like that. Where they're in all of these people, Hillary Clinton wanted to put 50 million or billion, I don't even remember, solar panels up. Well, that's not going to solve our energy problem. China has a moratorium. They're the biggest installation of solar panels in one day probably in April. They just shut down and they said no more solar panels, and they took everything offline because they realized that you can't take a big power plant, whether it's hydro or nuclear or coal or natural gas. You can't just take them offline for 4 hours when the sun is shining. And if the clouds move in, all of a sudden you got to power up that big reactor or whatever. It doesn't work. So the more solar you add, the worse the situation gets. Whereas the wing generator with my distributed energy design, it will work. And there's many factors that have to be covered, including who controls the voltage. Right now, the power companies control the voltage, and they're going to have to give that up. That's the only thing that keeps them struggling for centralized power. And we have to decentralize power just like we decentralize computing. You don't all hook into a big IBM mainframe that's downtown. You have your own computers. And so distributed energy is going to be the same. But it's a complex problem, and it takes complex engineering. I've had it worked out for a long time. But the power companies are not going to lose their grip overnight. They've been fighting this for a long time. And it's really the whole reason why three-blade wind generators and solar exists. They have gotten government to subsidize these because they know they will never compete against the central power company. General Electric and Siemens, the two biggest producers of central power company equipment and maintenance, that's where they make their big money, are also the biggest suppliers of wind generators. Why do you think that is? Because they're selling a product that will never compete against their core business.
Well, I had a guest on yesterday. He told us that the government subsidies for these massive three-blade generators are probably going to expire and not be renewed.
Right.
And when that happens, that will be the end of the three-blade generators, because they obviously are not efficient enough to make any money on their own, and they need to die a natural death, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. There's almost 100,000 of them in the United States. 14,000 of those are sitting idle because of maintenance issues that they can't repair. And the other ones simply are shut down most of the time. They just are tethered out of service. And
travel west, I drive past these things, and many of the three blades are standing still. About one out of 100, they have a control room at the top of these things, about the size of a full size van, like your local plumber would drive. Those things burn to a crisp where there's been some kind of issue. There's just a blackened, mess up there where the control room used to be. They do make a lot of noise also, don't they?
Yeah, they're environmentally, they're terrible. Their electrical noise is horrific. And the question will be, who will ever take these things down? I've seen sites dismantled where they're doing it for profit, a very low profit, trying to cut it into scrap steel and get it out of there. But these things are going to be eyesores across the horizon for a long period of time. I have thought in the past of putting wing generators on those three-blade towers, but it would be a disaster because they're with producing real consistent power, they're going to burn up. Their design flaws, it's architectural design flaws. They're taking a low RPM energy source and gearing it up to very high RPMs, and that doesn't work. It never worked, never will work.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We had a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Ladies ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting?
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of December. I am actively looking to employ people to do marketing for me. This is a part-time paid position, marketing John Moore to get speaking engagements. My contact information is at my website. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live to your radio shows and to the archives, if you would please, sir.
Thanks, John. Yeah, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And all of the archives are on my webpage. The second show is the paid cast, the weekly science update, in which I'm still reviewing, comparing my work with standard science as part of the analysis of my ongoing series about my books. And this goes back to 2016. And for a very low price, you can get all the back episodes, and up, including the current episodes, The monthly cost is $3.95 a month. So for a very low price, your family can receive tremendous information that you will not find anyplace else. So all on the webpage, jmccsci.com.
All right. Thank you. Well, Jim, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, there's lots of things going on. What is a couple of three of the things that you really got your attention, paying attention to?
Well, in England, the May Lady is fighting for her political existence, and the vote is tonight to oust her, a vote of no confidence, which it appears is going to go through. We don't know yet, but that could be the end of her. And she was a plant to try and block Brexit, that the British people had voted to get out of the European Union. And her job was to carry out that assignment. And she snuck in there, the world banker marionette, just like Obama, like Clinton's, like the Bushes, and to do something other than what she was elected for. So she's on the way out. They've finally run the gamut with her. And so that's happening today. So England trying to take back control. And that's just another indication that the world bankers and their minions like Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi don't care about your vote, don't care about you. They have their agenda, and you know, they're going to do what they want to do. Which brings up the point that the United States is in great jeopardy with a tremendous number of issues, but they don't care about your vote. They don't care about you. You are a necessity in that you are a working cog of a great big wheel that they want to run. Because without people, they're nothing.
That's
without
right.
People as slaves. So they con people into, through the news media, which is their biggest source of disinformation, CNN, and the CIA is the literally the police force of the World Bank. So, but going back to May, that's what she was. She was, and this is what we call controlled opposition or planted opposition. You put your people on the opposition side, and then you get to formulate the dialogue and where things go. This is the oldest trick in the book.
Right, right. Well, it is, Jim. And, hopefully Theresa May will be gone shortly and they will elect a new prime minister who will carry out the will of the people, which is to get out of the EU. That would be a good thing, a good start. If a country as large as England gets out, that'll give more veracity to some of these other countries that would like to get out also, and maybe bring it into the European Union. What do you think, sir?
Well, yeah, the European Union was to be an economic union, kind of like the 50 states, an economic union, but still independent countries. And then it turned into a thing where the European Union was telling the individual countries what they could and could not do. So it became literally the government of Europe. And that's what finally the British said, enough, we're an independent island. Here's the country that in the 1600s was the most powerful entity in the world being subjected to the whims of the European Union.
Right.
That's all Rothschild based banking. Let's face it. The Queen of England is not English. She's German. The British people know this. They love Diana. Diana was their true queen, and then they killed her. So,
right, right. Well, she was murdered, and that's pretty well documented. Well, Jim, I'm looking at the former East European communist countries. They've been very resistant to the EU mandates for bringing in people who aliens from Muslims, and I think they may continue to stand up and may want to get out themselves. We got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Soon to undergo a change, become all new and refreshed. Talking to Tim Spencer last night and this morning, it looks like he's hoping, he's shooting for later this month. No specific date. Later this month, I've been reviewing his work. The preliminary looks at the new website are excellent. In the meantime, the current website does, in fact, have things that will help you understand the world we live in, help you to have a healthier, more productive life, which I think we all want that, don't we? Such as the article. I mention this article frequently, but it certainly needs to be emphasized because it affects pretty much all Americans, not all Americans, but close to it. An article, a letter written by Dr. Hardy Limebeck 18 years ago. He was previously the president of the Canadian Association for Dental Research. Pretty serious credentials. He's apologizing to everybody in his country, all his friends, his relatives, everybody he went to high school and college with, his neighbors, the entire population of Canada. He's apologizing them for previously advocating that sodium fluoride be put in drinking water. It's not just his article. It's backed up by a couple of dozen peer-reviewed scientific articles as well, showing the harmful effects of human beings putting sodium fluoride in their bodies, whether it's toothpaste or water. Very important article, and people really need to be aware of this. Print it out, and make sure your dentist gets a copy of it, by the way. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. I've helped hundreds of people get their lives back. Pain will take over your life. If you have chronic pain, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Arthritis pain, it will take over your life. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Not getting a great night's sleep, that's going to hurt. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get the pain behind you. Get a great night's sleep. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. I do accept PayPal, the most secure way to make payments online, MasterCard, Visa. You can place your order right there at my website. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, I know you're probably working on a new book. Is that accurate?
Well, I'm working on an old book. I'm trying to get this thing done. Okay. But for a long time, which I put on the shelf when all of the XPRIZE stuff started up. And so, I'm trying to get this thing done, and maybe this Christmas vacation. I say that with tongue in cheek because I never have vacations. It's not like I work and take a few weeks off. But hopefully that'll be done soon, and it'll be a real eye-opener for a lot of people.
Well, good. We're looking forward to that, and as it gets closer in time, I would consider it an honor and a privilege to make the first announcement on my show. If you would like to do that, that would be wonderful.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, and we'll give it a little a send-off there.
Absolutely, but that'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, there's lots of issues, and it's kind of watching these news cycles where something becomes oh so important and then goes away. It was mentioned briefly in yesterday's news cycle that this actress, using the word kind of loosely, Stormy Daniels, was ordered by a judge to pay President Trump $333,000 for a frivolous lawsuit. How about that?
Oh, I did not see that.
Course, it wasn't covered. It didn't make very big. You know, at the time, it was oh so important, oh so big headlines, what this actress was coming up with and her lawyer. But now the fallout, the follow-up, the end story, end game, is a judge ordering her to pay President Trump $333,000. Because of the frivolous lawsuit she filed.
Oh, and not only that, she originally had to pay back the $120,000 or $130,000 of the money. And this is something that goes all the time with wealthy people. They don't like to advertise it because it would be advertising for every floozy on the planet to come up and try and get money out of them. So it's not highly publicized, but that was just another case. In fact, Trump had 11 of them while he was running for president, just women coming out of the woodwork, and their stories one by one fell apart. And that was the only reason Stormy Daniels was around, was because of Michael Avenatti, who made a boatload of money off of it and then sent her packing when she had to pay back the $120,000 because she breached the contract. So they were trying to say, well, the contract was valid, but then the part where she couldn't talk was not valid. So what do you want? Which piece of the cake do you want here? You know,
right,
and Michael Avenatti now is under criminal investigation and under charges of domestic abuse for beating his wife. So, every story has a happy ending, apparently.
Right. All right, well, a quick follow-up on that. The president's previous private attorney, who was not part of the campaign, it's been revealed that he made payments to two women who were basically extorting money from the president. At the time, he was not president, of course. And the talking heads, the liberal Democratic communist talking heads, are attempting to make a connection that does not exist. President Trump's, Donald Trump's private money was not campaign money. It went to pay off extortion demanded by these two women, who, by the way, legitimately and properly should be charged with criminal extortion. That's what needs to be happening. And it's, you know,
this is not free.
No,
you know,
no. And this is, I've never dealt with this specifically as a criminal defense investigator, but I have dealt with criminal matters for since 1973. The whole thing stinks. The president's going to be fine. The president, Donald Trump, will be fine. I have no doubt he has no concern whatsoever about the federal court in the Southern District of New York there in Manhattan. That's a big nothing. What was that term they came up with earlier this year? Nothing burger? That's all this is.
Yeah. Yeah, to borrow from Hillary Clinton talking about nothing burger when she talked about her emails. Those are the real issues.
Yeah, she's the source of that quote. Okay. Yeah, well, that's what this of course.
Well, she's the one that popularized. I believe it existed before.
Well, it's a kind of a funny term. I'm not sure when Donald Trump's going to feel comfortable or if he ever will. To go after the Clinton Foundation and associated matters, but that's where the real crimes have been and still are taking place. That's where real prosecutors and real investigators could find bona fide evidence, not make believe fantasy stuff, but real evidence of real crimes, couldn't they, Jim?
Well, absolutely, and there again, Jeff Sessions. Totally missed the boat. He did nothing in the whole time he was in the legal department there under the executive branch. What they need is somebody who will actually do things. Sessions did not do anything against pedophilia. And that would be one of the things that would have nothing to do with Russia, but actually would have a lot to do with it, because the top people in a lot of the people in Washington are pedophiles. And that's a very commonly known issue that permeates the government. And of course, the control of those people, because they all know they would lose their families and careers if it were made public. So
they trap them. They take them down to that island resort and create the evidence that they have a firm grip on them for the rest of their lives, don't they?
Absolutely, because everything they have done and all their wealth, which they prize above anything else, would be gone. And we've seen these people go under in a flash, and they've seen those people. That's why they do it every now and then, to make everybody stand in line who knows that they have them, they have information on them that would destroy their career overnight. So they're walking dead men, as they say.
Right. And they know there's different ways to exercise control. And I first ran across this when I was in the Army as a young soldier. Nothing that dramatic, but paychecks and pensions is how they control most people most of the time, to keep them in line and have them not say anything publicly that would be adverse to the organization. Right, Jim?
Exactly. Changing subjects a little bit, John, there was two earthquakes in Tennessee this morning.
Really?
And
Tennessee?
Yeah.
They don't have
earthquakes
in Tennessee.
These were 4.4, and it was northeastern Tennessee. So 4.4 and then a lesser one, but they shook, people felt it in a 5 or 6 state area, as far as way as Alabama and Georgia and the Carolinas.
Isn't that part of the United States? You're talking the Appalachian Mountains, known to be relatively seismically neutral?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what that's
really interesting, and a shallow earthquake to boot. It was not very deep, so that means there's active geological issues going on there. So just a update there.
Yeah, that's this whole earthquake thing is certainly fascinating. Well, okay. What topic you want to move on to next, Jim?
Well, this is on the ongoing silliness, as once again, this is planted opposition. An NBA star named Steve Curry publicly questioned if NASA went to the moon. And so this is a planted story, which is getting front page headlines in the baloney media, CNN, etc. And so NASA goes, oh, well, we will show him the moon rocks and he will be convinced. So Stephen Curry, who's not a scientist, doesn't know, you know, he can throw a round ball through a hoop from 30 feet away. That's his claim to fame. Right. That's his scientific background.
Right.
Is now going to be telling us that he's convinced NASA went to the moon because he saw a box of rocks. So,
well,
that's the latest silliness.
Well, it is. And one of the commentators on Fox News was saying, well, you can see the footprints on the moon. Well, where's the equipment? And there's some reports coming out of Russia that there's the Russian government may soon be challenging the veracity of whether the United States had human beings on the moon or not. I would love to see that happen. How about you, Jim?
Well, yeah, and that's what I've always said. My official statement, which is posted on my webpage, says that this is a unverified scientific claim, and that's what it's always been. You know, arguing back and forth or talking about the Van Allen belts or secondary or tertiary issues is not scientific proof on either side. It's just more, it's just side issues. The real proof is in the pudding. Did they land there? Is there equipment there? Does the equipment that's sitting there match the videos that they have shown us? And I can guarantee you we've had an orbiter. It's called the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter that was orbiting the moon. And the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter was orbiting the moon. And believe me, they had high-resolution cameras where you could see an ant. That's the kind of resolution. The moon has no atmosphere. And so this was manned and operated by the University of Arizona, one of the more corrupt astronomy departments on the planet. And when the big day was supposed to come where they were going to release the aerial photos of the lunar landing sites, they didn't. They waited almost 18 months, and then what they released looked like a couple pixels scratched in and some pencil chicken scratching on a, which they said, oh, that's where the lunar rover drove around. And
really?
It was absolutely absurd. I mean,
the rover rover was left behind and is still there,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
So anyway, that was NASA's proof, and then they will cry the battle cry. Well, now it's proven. Well, that's not the way science works. The person that makes the claim does not get to verify the claim.
Well, Jim, there's another piece of equipment that more people have heard of called the Hubble Space Telescope. Can't that be pointed at the moon as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's been a thing that NASA has feigned from doing. And at first, I was involved in that whole push. And at first, NASA came out and said, well, no, the moon is too bright. You can't take a picture of the surface of the moon.
Oh, come on.
And of course, that's ludicrous. And then one day, a new astronomical student got a hold of the space telescope, took a picture of the full moon and published it, of the full moon, not a little piece of it, but the full moon, which is tremendously bright, disproving NASA's claim.
Right.
And then they said, well, we have trouble tracking the moon with the Hubble Space Telescope. Yeah, so it just went on and on. It's just, you know, the silliness. And so now we have an NBA star who has no scientific background, who's going to look at a box of rocks and tell us that, oh, now I believe NASA went to the moon because I saw the rocks.
Yeah. Well, one of the attractive female commentators on Fox, she made a comment, I don't believe it either. And then another person said, well, why is that? And she says, well, I want to see the box of rocks too, the moon rocks.
Well, honey, but it's just come people, right over to NASA, and I'm sure they'll be happy to show you the box of rocks.
Jim, people have an emotional, people have an emotional connection to the truth of that being true.
Yeah.
I have a monthly radio show meetup in a restaurant in Valla, Missouri, and one of the guys, he was almost in tears when we challenged the truthfulness of that. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of December. Jim, we're down to the last 3 minutes. It has been a very fast hour, sir.
John, this is an interesting one. There's a picture of the astronaut suit that allegedly was used to walk on the moon, and it's taken from the bottom so you can see the bottom of the astronaut's boots, and the pad on the bottom of the boots does not match the picture of the prints, the footprints on the moon. So that's the latest little interesting tidbit from people noticing things. You know, that's great because people are on to this.
I've been to the museum there in Huntsville, Alabama, and they've got this small piece of equipment that these guys allegedly were inside of and changed from their regular outfit they wore when they took off to the really big outfit that they wore on the moon. There's no way. There's not enough space for a man to get out of one outfit and put on another outfit inside the very small space that there is inside this piece of equipment. So there's lots of evidence. I always like to point to the flags blowing in the non-existent wind on the moon. That's pretty funny also. But that's a new one. The tread on a boot is a different tread than the one that's left on the moon, allegedly.
Right, and this suit is full of moon dust, apparently. But yeah, the boot sole does not match the footprints that we see on the moon, that little, you know, that grid work on this. And these boots are very smooth on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, maybe they had some clamp-ons, you know, people that climb on ice.
I know what clamp-ons are. It's getting silly,
John. It's the silliness. But see, NASA, by the way, at the Smithsonian, took down the Apollo. This week, they're taking down the Apollo display, and they're putting up one that says, "We're going to the moon." So they want the past forgotten about so that we can keep funding them in the future, which is another joke. NASA does not have the ability to go to the moon.
Not with human beings, no.
No. And they're reaching out to private companies to help them. So if we have to have private companies do it through NASA's money, why don't the private companies just get the money and eliminate the NASA 95% overhead on this project?
Well, I would love to see Russia expose this for what it's been, a half-century fraud is what it is, a half-century-long fraud that people all over the planet believe to be true.
Yep.
Well, do you have any final words? We've got about 60 seconds here.
Let's see. You're going to be hit and barraged by astronomers telling you that the Christmas star was a planetary alignment. Be prepared for that. It was a comet. There's no question about that. And that's just the ongoing effort to nullify anything related to comets dealing with the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, etc.
All right. Jim, thanks, sir. Have you back next Wednesday.
Thanks, John.
All right. We've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.